So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but countrywise blessing. For unto this you are called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it, because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord upon them, that they do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you, that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council, and whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire. If therefore thou bring thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming thou shalt offer thy gift." Please be seated. O God, who hast prepared for those who love thee good things beyond the vision of man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So as I mentioned, just this past Friday, we had the ordinations to the priesthood and the diaconate. And so these young men have given up, in a sense, the world, a career, a family. They've given up all of those things to follow our Lord. And as I mentioned, we have the blessing of the presentation that the Dominican sisters will give of their religious congregation, again, giving us the idea and the sense of giving up one's life for God. And that's where we do have to contemplate and to see a lot of times. I mean, obviously, with the world around us, the world has nothing to offer in comparison to what God has prepared for us. You know, St. Paul reminds us of that in Corinthians, where he talks about, I had not seen nor ear heard what God has in store for those that love him. And so truly, obviously, all of us are meant for heaven in whatever vocation that God is calling us to. But then we have the chance to try to serve God more perfectly in the religious state. And so therefore, we have that opportunity, especially as we contemplate and think about what is our vocation. And that is why it's such a blessing for us to have the religious to come here to visit. You know, for one, for them to be able to explain their life, because that is the beauty of the Catholic Church, that it has many different religious congregations, different orders, and that they are geared toward, obviously, the many different spirituality, the many different personalities, characteristics that we have, in order to allow a soul to be able to try to give completely their life to God. And granted, not everyone is called to a religious state, certainly not. But God does call, he does call souls. And sometimes, yes, souls do not listen to that call. They don't hear that call because maybe they are, you know, thinking of other things, thinking of, you know, a family, thinking of a career, thinking of this world itself. They lose sight of that calling from God. And so granted, it takes a lot to sacrifice all of that for God. It's not an easy vocation. Every vocation has the cross as its centerpiece. But we have to realize that that is what God has called us to, though. Deny thyself, take up thy cross, and come follow me. That was the open invitation to every single soul. Not just the religious, but that is the call to everyone. That they must deny themselves, yes. They must follow God's will as opposed to their own. And sometimes God is calling them to the married state, the single state, the religious life. And that is where we need to be open to the voice of God. Just as I mentioned in the collect of the Mass at the very beginning, you know, God has prepared for those who love Him such great things that are beyond even our vision, beyond anything that we can understand. And so that's what's something that is important for all of us to realize. God has prepared for us, obviously, heaven. And then He calls us to a certain vocation, whatever that vocation may be. So He calls us to that in order to get to that end. And so that is why then it's good, you know, if you have a chance to attend the ordinations. And then we have the blessings of the presentations, the day for our girls. That they have that exposure to see what God can call a soul to. And the happiness that they find in that life, the normalcy that they find in that life. And I would say especially being able to take yourself away from the insanity of the world. But it's interesting, I'd read in a kind of a meditational book written by a religious to know how to wait. He has kind of a dialogue between a soul and the world itself. And so the soul is a monk giving themselves to God. And so the world says to this monk, you are mad. You give up everything and you find your contentment in nothing. So again, in the eyes of the world, leaving this world is, yes, insanity or madness. Because of what the world has to offer with its fame, its fortune, its possessions. And that is the draw that the world gives, especially to our young, as they're considering maybe a possible vocation. Well, there's that draw and that tug of the world that pulls them away from that call from God. And that's why, you know, it's sad sometimes not to see more souls at least trying the religious life. Giving that effort and seeing, okay, is this what God wants from me? I kind of jokingly told the children as I teach them, you can't try marriage and then go to the religious life, but you can at least try the religious life, and then if it's not for you, okay, well then you could possibly, it could be your calling to be married. It could be a preparation for you to have a happy and holy marriage. But you can't do it the other way. You can't try marriage first and then say, oh, well, you know, now I'll try the religious life. It doesn't quite work that way. And so therefore, it would be good for more of our children, obviously, as they get closer to their graduation, to go on a retreat, visit maybe some of the religious communities if they're interested, as a way for them to be able to say, okay, well, you know what? God is not calling me to this. And obviously that can be helped by the religious superiors, because God willing, they have the grace of state to be able to determine and help people to, you know, see what is their vocation. So as I say, it'd be good for more of our young adults to try at least the religious life. That's why we make the efforts of obviously having the religious visit us, visit some of the religious communities. We've taken trips down to the monastery for the boys and the girls. Gone to Browerville, where the sisters' novitiate is. Trying to expose them to that. So they can see that this is, yes, a normal life. It is a happy life. It is one that you can give yourself to God. And that is maybe where God is calling you to. You know, to prepare you then for eternity. And so going back to that meditational book, then the monk said to the world, so obviously the world says to the monk, you're nut. You're nut to give up everything and leave this world. And so he retorts back to the world itself, it isn't so. On the contrary, we give up what is nothing in order to have everything. And again, to the world, they don't understand that. I remember I was in college, and at the very end of my college, I was thinking about going on a retreat, possibly going to the seminary. and telling some of my professors, and they said, oh, you wasted the 4 years here? You wasted your degree? And it's like, no. I said, I'm going to see what is God's will. But again, for them, it was like, well, you just wasted this time here. But that is how that the world views that. Yes, for the world, if you leave everything what they think, well, then what are you finding your happiness in? But then for the religious, understanding properly, they see that they are finding their happiness in God. And that means, yes, giving up everything. They give up the things of this world, but they gain so much more. And hopefully that's also something that for you parents understand too. Because sometimes we have in the traditional circles, you can have the two swings. You can have the parents that want to live a vocation through their children. It's like, well, yes, my son or daughter, they have a vocation. And then when the superiors say, I don't think they do, and it's like, no, they do have a vocation. It's like obviously they have the grace of state for their own child, I guess. So you can have that swing, but then also you can have it to where for parents, it's kind of like they view the same thing as the world. Well, don't waste your life going to the religious life. What about a family? What about a career? What about money? What about... And so we have to be careful of those two extremes. The best thing for you parents to do is to give a good home, a good foundation, a good religious life in the family, a solid spiritual life, where you have morning and evening prayers, you have the daily rosary, and you show to them the example of living a Catholic life by receiving the sacraments, by being faithful to that. But if you give your children just the world itself and the materialistic world that is around us, well, they're probably not going to hear God's call. One, they won't be able to because they'll have their iPad or iPod or whatever in their ears and they won't be able to hear anything at that point. And so that's where we have to try to give to them a good foundation, and therefore, if we give the good foundation, it's like tilling the land. For you farmers that know that, you have to prepare the land for anything to grow. It is the same way in the spiritual life. You parents have that obligation of trying to help prepare their soul for God to call them to whatever vocation. Married, single, religious, whatever he may be calling them to. But you've got to give them that foundation. And that is a means for you to help them. But that is an obligation that you have. It is something that you will have to answer for. Did you give them that good foundation at home? And that is where then, you know, the monk says to the world, that's not the way it is. In a true sense, we give up nothing to gain everything. And again, going back to that idea of what God has prepared for us, the reward that God has given to us for those who faithfully serve him. And again, faithfully serving him in the vocation he's calling you to. And so that is where we must take advantage of these opportunities. The exposure to the religious life for our young adults, our children, to see that, to have that chance. But as I say that, they can see it as a normal life, a happy life. And I think that's something that is very good for them to be able to witness and to see. The joy that the religious have in serving God. Yes, there is still the crosses and the trials and the difficulties at times. But that God willing that they will see that joy that is there in serving God, in giving up what the world considers everything, but they give that up in order to gain everything. And so truly, let us pray for vocations. Unite yourself with the holy hour that we'll have tomorrow, praying for vocations. Not just for our girls that are visiting the day, having the day with the Dominicans, but for all of our children. And for all of us to be faithful and be a faithful servant to Almighty God. because of what God has prepared for us, what God is waiting for all of us to enjoy. So that is where Sacred Scripture says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.